Job chapter 22, verses 21 through 25. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Therefore good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Hear these words from the friends of Job, the so-called friends of Job. To Job as he's suffering, they are encouraging him to repent, and then God would bless him. These so-called friends of Job, however, have the wrong motive. From the beginning of the book of Job to the end of the book of Job, they blamed him for his sin and accused him of living a double life. Otherwise, God would not have this happen to the righteous. They accused Job of living in sin, and that's why he is suffering. They did not learn their lesson until the end of the book of Job that even the righteous also suffer. Here we see the so-called prosperity gospel even back in the book of Job. The prosperity gospel to where individuals are taught that if you are being blessed, then God must have favor upon you, and therefore in right standing with the Lord. All is well if you are being materially increased. All is well with the Lord if you are becoming more prosperous and rich. Teaching that the more material blessing you receive, the more you're in right standing with the Lord, as if God owes you a living. This could not be farther from the truth of Scripture. Paul preached against the prosperity gospel in 1 Timothy 6, verses 5 through 8. Scripture teaches perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. God is no respecter of persons, and the teaching of the prosperity gospel has caused many to go astray and have a sense of entitlement. Jesus taught in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." Individuals are not defined by their Christianity, by the expensive car they drive, or the huge house they may live in, or their six-figure income. Individuals are defined in their Christianity according to the words of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, "Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.